Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms of AT&T, they follow you around, they look up your Facebook profile, your DNA, your records from kindergarten until today, they will be able to figure out quite accurately who you are. And if they, for example, find out that, oh, he lacks motivation on the X scale, on the Harari scale, or the Friedman scale of self-motivation, 0 to 10, he is just 7.1. And we don't want to accept to our company people of less than 8.2. And we know from experience that, yes, we can give you a little push, but you just lack what we need. And you will not be able to do anything or almost anything about this discrimination, first of all, because it's just you. They don't discriminate against you or me because you're Jewish or gay or black or whatever, because you're you.
I've been talking about this for 20 years of my 29 years on air. And you just heard it, legalized discrimination. Well, they've got us fighting over whether we're black or white or brown or pink. Well, they've got us obsessed on all these diversionary issues. Here's the high priest of the globalist mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum, saying we're creating a global scale, and listen to this power trip, the Harari scale, on your social behavior. Are you sterilizing your kids? Are you taking Prozac? Are you eating bugs? You go way up. So while they've got us fighting over what color we are, they're literally bringing in a system that discriminates against you that they design. And they're selling it like it's liberal and trendy and cool. That's what the carbon taxes are, what the social credit scores are. It's what it all is. And people say, well, I'll just get in line with that. I'll get a bunch of free goodies if I go along with it. What an outrageously anti-human, what an outrageously authoritarian, totalitarian, what an incredibly abusive, discriminatory system to say, we don't like what you stand for or who you are, so we're going to put you on this scale and we're going to discriminate against you. Discrimination under the left is a good thing. They bully, they attack, they surveil, they censor, they control, they target your children. So let's play that clip one more time and listen to this with new ears and think about what a monster this individual is.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms...
Start over again, hit pause. So, the big tech steals your data, creates these databases, manipulates the data, and then says it might be based on a good thing. So, Yuval Noah Harari says discrimination is good. The left says their whole new model is based on discrimination. That's what you just heard. Now, you're not supposed to discriminate for a better neighborhood or a better school that has your values. That's all bad. Give up your values. You know, God doesn't exist, but they're making themselves God. He's saying there might be a good reason for this. See, it's good. And it's their values of transgenderism and pedophilia and a post-human world. He says the future's not human. Play the clip again from the start.
Now, in the coming years, in the coming decades, we will face individual discrimination, and it might actually be based on a good assessment of who you are. I mean, if AT&T, if the algorithms and the big data algorithms of AT&T, they follow you around, they look up your Facebook profile, your DNA, your records from kindergarten until today, they will be able to figure out quite accurately who you are. And if they, for example, find out that, oh, he lacks motivation on the X scale, on the Harari scale, or the Friedman scale of self-motivation, 0 to 10, he is just 7.1. And we don't want to accept to our company people of less than 8.2. And we know from experience that, yes, we can give you a little push, but you just lack what we need. And you will not be able to do anything or almost anything about this discrimination, first of all, because it's just you. They don't discriminate against you or me because you're Jewish or gay or black or whatever, because you're you.
They define it and then say, you can't do anything because we, the gods of Earth, we define it. We define it. We define it. And we say, well, we're arresting you for criticizing open borders or election fraud or wanting to control your own body. That's all illegal. That's all bad. But we decide it's not enough to be black and gay or a pedophile. And for those that get the 8.2, there's always something new they've got to desperately do and bow down to the high priest of control so that they get to have the mark of the beast. They get to live. They get to have a job. They get to be in culture. Literally setting up a rigged system for this monster, this totalitarian Hitler 2.0 sitting there in front of you, financed by all the big corporations, pushed by the system, telling you that you've got to totally and completely submit to them. That's what this comes down to. That's what they've done. That's what they've established. And that's what a technocracy is, where you wake up and these unseen, unknown groups are saying your value according to some score and saying, well, it's reasonable. There's nothing you can do because it's not because you're black. It's not because you're white. It's not because you're male or female. We just have this data we put into it to decide you don't get a job, you don't live, you eat bugs and live a 200 square foot coffin apartment. And anytime you want to commit suicide, we're happy to come by and take care of that for you. Oh, you want your kids to get a job? You want your kids to have school? Well, you got enough carbon credits that if you commit suicide, your family will be taken care of for 10 years. But they're always going to squeeze the resources. They're always going to make it tougher and harder. The more you jump, the more you submit, the more you bark like a seal for the fish, the more they've got their full control over you. And that's what they're doing. And they know exactly what they're doing. This is a dream of authoritarians, totalitarians. This is a dream of tyrants. This is the mark of the beast. This is total control, total surveillance, total annihilation. And the bar is always going to be higher and higher. No more open free society. Why George Soros calls his society open society, because it's not an open society. It is a tyrannical, anti-human society of annihilation. We still have control over the market to some extent. We can reject Hollywood, we can reject Anheuser-Busch, we can reject Yuval Noah Harari, no matter how much they force feed them on us. Anything they're force feeding, anything they're pushing, we know is liquid death. It's that simple. And hey, don't listen to me. Go ahead and go along with their system. Go ahead and sign on to their system. And they'll sit there and give you a little credits and a little bit of chicken feed up front. But in the end, when the chips are down, you're going to know you made the wrong decision and didn't bet on humanity. As for me, I am one infinity on this. I am totally committed, and I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I know we're going to defeat this group of scientific tyrants. But you've got to first recognize they exist. And you've got to recognize an alternative exists, and you've got to join the alternative. The alternative is the universe that God made. The alternative is everything that works. The alternative is victory. So victory's right here, baby. We're in it together. I love you no matter what color you are. You're black, you're white, you're brown. I love you. I love your spirit. We will win together. Got a very bizarre phone call yesterday. They said they're going to put out Monday. But Google computer scientist, the head AI guy in the world, quit so he can warn the world of scary and dangerous AI. A Google computer scientist dubbed the godfather of AI has quit the company, stating that he did so in order to warn the world of the dangers the technology presents as big tech engages in AI arms race. Godfrey Hinton responded Monday to a New York Times article that insinuated he had quit Google in order to criticized the company, noting that the real reason was he actually wanted to freely talk about the dangers of AI. He still believes the systems were inferior to human brains in some ways, but he thought that they were eclipsing human intelligence and others. Maybe what is going on in these systems, he said, is actually a lot better than what is going on in the brain. What's really bad is how predatory groups of humans can use AI and all its plagiarized material to dominate humans if we don't recognize AI from human. We need certifications, we need organizations, we need pro-human unions where we buy products and we travel and we go on planes piloted by humans, where we buy products made by humans. This is the whole future I told you 20 plus years ago. As companies improve AI systems, he believes they become increasingly dangerous. Look at how it was 5 years ago and how it is now, he said, of AI technology. Take the difference and propagate it towards that's scary. Well, I got an experience in AI yesterday. I'm in an accounting meeting for InfoWars in an accounting firm across town at about 5:45. And my phone buzzes and says, Tucker Carlson on. So I say, let me step out and let me take this phone call. And I step out in the hall. And it's Tucker Carlson's voice. It's Tucker. I know Tucker. We talk on the phone all the time. Text all the time. And the individual says a bunch of sexually explicit things to me. Well, I right away figure out this isn't Tucker Carlson. So I say, okay, this is some type of AI garbage. This is somebody calling me with an AI soundboard where they type out a script, put it in AI, they have a recording, then they just hit buttons of different responses to make it sound like a conversation. And the guy that did it is now admitted on Twitter with over 2.5 million views that indeed he did that. His name is Prank Stallone at the CJS on Twitter. In fact, let's show his original tweet if we can. So he starts saying sexually explicit things. I want to co-host a show with you. I want to, you know, do sexual things to you. And I said, this isn't Tucker Carlson. Instantly, my brain says this is AI and somebody who spoofed his phone number calling me doing it. Okay, so let's say someone has Tucker Carlson's cell phone and also Alex Jones' cell phone number and also an AI Tucker Carlson voice. They could, in theory, call Alex Jones and pretend to be Tucker and have a full conversation with him. Anyways, I just did that. And that is what happened yesterday. He says he's going to release it Monday. And this person is so divorced from God, so satanic, as I talked to him earlier today on the phone, they go, I'm not going to come on your show and explain this isn't aggressive. To be friendly, you're bigger than me. How does it help me to come on your show? And I said, well, it'll be bigger for your show to talk about why you did this and why what you think of AI. Obviously, if you're a smaller show, go on a bigger show. And he goes, no, you don't help me. I said, well, Tucker's got his lawyers involved. He's really concerned about this because he can't let people fake his voice and then call around and threaten people and call around and say that, you know, people want to have sex with people and do this in their name. That's stealing someone's identity. That's spoofing their phone number, which is a theft of identity. And then it's pretending to be them and saying horrible things in their voice. You caused a lot of angst. And the guy right in front of my producer, we talked to him like 2 hours ago, said, screw you, and laughed at me. I don't care. So for them, it's all about the entertainment. It's all about being funny. But for me, I get this call. I've got to be in an accounting meeting. I call Tucker. He doesn't answer. Leave him a message. We talk to him later. I call his head producer, Scooter. He goes, yeah, send me the info. Scooter found out who it was because the guy was already bragging. And imagine, you don't just steal somebody's phone number. You don't just steal their identity. You don't just pose as them where the number comes up that way, which they can do to these IP addresses, these virtual phones you program. You then say, hey, Tucker, what's up? I want to co-host a show with you. I want to have sex with you. And I'm like, hey, this isn't Tucker. And it's still Tucker's voice. And I'm like, okay. Because at first I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm in a meeting. You know, and it's like, well, do you believe it's me? It's me. You saw my number. I'm like, no, I see you called, Tucker. And then, well, I want to co-host a show with you and, you know, do sexual things to you. And I said, this is not Tucker Carlson. And then the guy lied on his Twitter and said Jones bought the whole thing. No, 30 seconds in, if he doesn't edit the tape, I went, this is AI. This is somebody with a soundboard that put a text script into AI and then generated audio that sounds exactly like Tucker Carlson, and they can generate video. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They don't just have avatars online posing as people to get you to follow Facebook or Twitter BS. They now are going to have your voice, your likeness. Just like I said, in the future, a family member dies, they're going to claim, oh no, your family member paid half their money or all their money to be uploaded into an avatar to live forever in the Matrix. It's a voice print. It knows your voice. It knows your ideas. It knows everything you ever said online. It can pose as you and even trick family members that it's you. It can even trick family members that it's you. And then if you say, that is not really my father or my mother or my brother or my sister or my son or daughter, the ultimate crime is saying, no, 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 they paid for it. They're trans. If two men can have a baby, well, then your mother can die and upload her brain to a computer. No, it's everything she ever said. It looks just like her. The voice print is her, but it's not your mother. And that's what this is all about. And that's why AI is so dangerous, because you can give it the prerequisites you want, then have it write all these articles under other names. It can produce more articles 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times, all the articles I can produce, all the articles Tucker Carlson can produce, all the articles James O'Keefe can produce, and make it look like James O'Keefe and make it sound like James O'Keefe telling you the messages it wants. And people will then not know what's true. They won't want to up from down, and the globalists will be able to take over. So this fellow says on Monday, he's going to put the conversation, I've got it on my phone, so I can see how long it was, 1 minute long. Hey, it's Tucker, how you doing? Oh, sorry, I'm in a meeting, let me get out of here. Well, can you hear me? Do you believe it's me? No, it's Tucker. You see my number, I called you. Yeah, man, this doesn't sound like you. I mean, what you're saying doesn't sound like you. Well, you know, I want to co-host a show with you and have sex with you. Like, this isn't Tucker. This is AI. Somebody's doing this. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. I thought it was like some live show doing it. I was like, Infowars.com. Infowars.com. And they hung up. But that's what this is. That's the danger of this. And the real danger of AI is us accepting it and us using it against fellow humans. We got to hold the line. The AI wars are here. So here's the problem. Even if moral people don't use AI to harass folks and impersonate people and engage in terrorizing the public, they're going to be mentally ill people and criminals and idiots to do it. And to them, it's all funny. It's all a big joke because they have no repercussions. They don't think anything matters. But just a few months ago, I forgot to tell the crew about this, the CIA came out and said, we're going to use deepfake and AI in war. Type that in. CIA says they'll use deepfake in war. And so to the people doing this, it's funny. I dealt with this 15, 16 years ago. There were a lot of popular soundboards online where it's a console online that has hundreds of Alex Jones clips of me saying different things. They did to a lot of other folks. There's the headline, Intercept, U.S. Special Forces want to use deepfakes for PSYOPs. Those other articles along those lines. And they would call businesses and random groups and play Alex Jones clips at them, yelling at them. Auto parts stores, churches, police stations, you name it. Sometimes police departments would call me and say, is this you doing this? And even before that, 25 years ago, people would program fax machines and send the Austin Police Department messages, I'm coming down there to kill everybody tomorrow at noon. And my home phone would start ringing, or my cell phone, hey, this is a detective, blah, blah. We just got to check it, but did you send us a fax saying you're going to kill everybody tomorrow? I'm like, no. Yeah, we thought that. Somebody's spoofing your phone number. But see, your fax machine. But to whoever did that, it was just funny. It was just cute. It was really nice to do that. This individual, Frank Stallone, at the CJS, he thinks it's funny to copy Tucker Carlson's voice and call up and have Tucker Carlson say he wants to have sex with me and, quote, suck my titties. He thinks, that's what he said, he thinks it's funny and like, why are you upset? Why is Tucker upset? Why, I got your phone number, I'm spoofing it, I'm misrepresenting who you are. What's your problem? Well, I notice he's gone offline now. He's not too happy. Oh, wow, it's not too good to be on a two-way street, son? It's not nice to have somebody say what you're doing to him? I'm just sit here. I'm supposed to sit here like I don't exist, like I'm not a real person while you mess with my life, while you screw with me? I'm supposed to sit here and just roll over because it's all part of your fun? He stole Tucker Carlson's identity. He faked his number. He faked his voice. He called me and made sexual threats, basically. And he just thinks that's funny. Because in his sociopathic world, I don't exist. Alex Jones is fair game for any attack. So is Tucker Carlson. We're going to find out who you're working with, buddy. I'm sure you'll respond by spamming our numbers out more. Already got plans for that. But at the end of the day, you'll always be a sack of garbage. But that's where we are. We would never do something like that because we're moral. These guys think it's funny to be moral. They think it's a joke. They think it's a game. But we're about to see the roller coaster that is the AI nightmare. And if you think this is bad, this is nothing compared to what it's going to do. Infowars.com article from April 11th, last month. I've got your daughter, mom tricked by AI virtual kidnapping phone scam that cloned daughter's voice. Oh, it's just a joke to call a mom and say their daughter's kidnapped. Probably took 10 years off her life, but it's funny for you. It's cute to terrorize somebody. It's all a joke. Come on, grow up. Have a laugh with us when you call a mother and say, we've kidnapped your daughter and we're going to kill her. Come on, lady. Don't you have a sense of humor? An Arizona mom recounted a harrowing experience receiving a scam AI phone call from a stranger that claimed to have abducted her 15-year-old daughter. Well, that's funny. I mean, my God, your daughter kidnapped. And then they actually played a clip of her daughter to her because they grabbed it online and edited it. I mean, what's wrong with that? This mom's not a party animal. Look at her caring about her 15-year-old. How dare her care about a kidnapped daughter? Imagine this selfish woman. Somebody's having a little fun right now. I pick up the phone and I hear my daughter's voice and it says, Mom, and she's sobbing. The mother told AZFFamily.com. I said, what happened? And she said, Mom, I messed up. And she's sobbing and crying. Oh, isn't that funny? Then I hear a man's voice, put your head back, lie down. And I'm like, what? What's going on? The man gets on the phone and says, he's like, listen, here, I've got your daughter. Isn't this funny? This is how it's going to go down. You call the police. You call anybody. I'm going to pop her so full of drugs. I'm going to have my way with her, and I'm going to drop her off in Mexico, which is really going on. And at the same moment, I've just started shaking. I'm in the background. She's going, help me. Mom, please help me. Help me. I'm bawling. Isn't that funny? Just like what Frank Stallone did. Prank Stallone. It's so, I mean, why isn't she laughing? I've got your daughter. I'm going to rape her. I'm going to kill her. I mean, this mom is a bad person. The mom, Jennifer DeStanfo, said in the incident was all the more terrifying as one of the people on the call sounded exactly like her daughter. Well, see, you just don't know how to laugh, lady. It was never a question of who it was, who this is. It was completely her voice. It was her inflection. It was the way she would have cried. She said, I never doubted for a second it was her. That's the freaky part that really got to my core. Yeah, I get a call. It's Tucker Carlson's number. Sounds just like him. You know online it could be a lie, but not on your phone. You don't expect to get that call. Especially, I just talked to Tucker the day before on the phone. I'm like, I don't have $1 million. Just don't hurt my daughter, she begged. Then he wanted $50,000. She didn't know at the time had fallen victim to a virtual kidnapping scam. The scam involves AI-generated voices trained through deep learning technology to virtually clone voices of a loved one and the other person claiming to have kidnapped them, demanding a ransom of the family member, safe return. You can no longer trust your ears, explained Arizona State University computer science professor. But, I mean, again, the real villain's this mom. She hears her daughter crying, being raped, begging for her life. They threaten to kill her with drugs. This mom is not cool like Frank Stallone. She's not with the program of the fun. She's not cool. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay at my post till the end of this. The banks are all imploding. World War III has begun. The borders are wide open. And all these trendy liberals are running around having fun, all thinking about themselves, all playing games. And the whole system's over. It's over. Game over, boys and girls. And at the end, we'll find God. At the end, we'll come together. But these kidnapping scams reportedly happened to more than 8,000 people, according to the FBI, in just the last year. But it's just a joke. We're raping your daughter. Here she is begging for help. It's funny. It sounds just like her. It's funny. We're liberal. We're just having fun. It's just a joke. It's just a game. Yeah, it's real funny, isn't it? And this is just the beginning. It's now the scum of the earth, like Frank Stallone, has access to this. And all the judges and the lawyers that have gone along the system and all the bureaucrats think they're part of the power structure. They're going to be protected. None of you are protected. It's all about to be washed away by your own evil. And I guess in a way, that's kind of a good thing. Hey, let me tell the little prankster, Prankstallone something. Tucker Carlson's lawyers are involved, and what you did, we believe, is a crime. So I think even though you think you're safe up in Canada, you're going to get arrested for what you did yesterday. So keep laughing, you little arrogant person. And give me your best. Leak my phone number everywhere. Attack us more. You mess with the wrong people, son. You mess with the wrong people, punk. But I think somebody that calls up a mother, he didn't do this, somebody else does, it's all over the place, calls up a mother and has an AI-generated voice of their daughter because they get the daughter's voice offline and then type in the script they want, the AI creates it. Mommy, help me, they're killing me, they're raping me, mommy, help me. I got your daughter right now, I'm gonna kill her, I'm gonna rape her. Oh, please don't kill my daughter. And they're just doing it to harass and terrorize the mother and hope she wires $50,000 to them and they think this is funny. The gloves are off, guys. In fact, I'm gonna file a criminal complaint, because what you did to me is nothing compared to these women with their daughters and sons, but it's the same crap. You don't get to steal our phone numbers and pose as us and then in our voices say things we never said. We need to punish these people. They need to be dealt with. I call for him to be arrested now. How would the police like if I copied your voice from a press conference and then started calling up prominent people with the police chief saying he wants to commit crimes? That's a crime. That's not defamation, ladies and gentlemen. That's identity theft. And I called that piece of garbage today, and he didn't call me back, but he called my producer back. I gave her the number, and she came in here during a break, and he laughed at me and thought it was funny. We'll see how funny you think it is now, because I'm going to push to get your ass put in jail. So keep laughing, you sociopath.
Attention, non-compliant resident alert. Attention, non-compliant resident alert. Attention, non-compliant resident alert. Attention, non-compliant resident alert. Attention, non-compliant resident alert.
gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I got locked away for 1 year for speaking about COVID-19 as war crimes. UN's royal elite don't like it. Just Google J6 and see what is going on in USA. It's crazy with all the political prisoners who, like me, did not break the law. The judge said it himself, before March 2020, you are right, it was not illegal, but now, as you say, we are under military law and we view it another way now, and you speaking about war crimes and international law on this matter, COVID-19, is now seen as extremist and radicalizing. End quote. Conclusion: 1 year in secure lockup as a national security threat for mentioning the Nuremberg Code. Look up Nuremberg Code, Treaty of Amsterdam and Maastricht Treaty and see what the system do not want you to know about history.